Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing relief, pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word
just feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
Okay. Now just do a quick roll call. We have Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hubert?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mom?
Good evening.
And the Super Chef?
Good evening.
Good evening. Loretta, you can go ahead and start us off.
Okay, let's see. Numbers 13, and this is when they was going to 13. Numbers 13. Is when Moses sent the spies out to check on the land. And this was their report. We arrived in the land you sent us to see. And yes, indeed, it is a magnificent country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is some fruits we have brought back for proof. Here is some fruit we have brought back for proof, but the people living there are powerful, and their cities are fortified and very large. And what more, we saw Anakim, giants there. The Amalekites live in the south, while in the hill country, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites down along the coast of the Meridian Sea and in the Jordan Valley are the Canaanites. But Caleb assured the people as they stood before Moses, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to conquer it." Not against people as strong as they are, the other spies said. They would crush us. So the majority report of the spies was negative. The land is full of warriors. The people are powerfully built. And we saw some of the Anakim there, descendants of the ancient race of giants. We felt like grasshoppers before them. They were so tall. That was the reading of the Numbers 13. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Loretta, we have some more callers come on. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You ready, Loretta?
Can you do one roll call for me, please?
Okay. We have Mom, Auntie Dot, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, yourself, and me.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line.
There's some background noise. Okay. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers, teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
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 Alrighty, well, let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to start off with you, Mother.
Okay. I'm coming out of my Sunday school book, and this is our lesson for the day, with John 21:15-25. So when they had denied Jesus, said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Joshua, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yes, Lord, thou lovest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, you, Lord, thou lovest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, love thou me? Peter was great grieving because he had said unto him the third time, love thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, well, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girded thyself and walked with it thou wouldest, where thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. This spake the signified by what doubt he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter turned about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved follow, which also learned on his lean on his breast as supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he perish till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thee me. When this saying abroad among the brethren, that thy disciple should not die, yet Jesus said unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that be tarried till I come, what is that to thee? This is a disciple which rested to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if thou shouldest be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the book that should be written. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we'll have Auntie Dot.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and after he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, it is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angel concerning you, and on their hand they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showered him all the kingdom of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, all these I give you, if you fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. When the devil left him, and certainly angels came and waited on him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Don. Next we have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. The earth is the Lord. Excuse me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. All right. Next, we'll have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 5. And it says, faith brings joy. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into a place of undeserving privilege where we now stand, and we are confident and joyful, looking forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character grants our confident hope of salvation. And this hope is not led to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God shows his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were all still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our fellowship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were yet still enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next we have Loretta.
Okay. My reading is from 1 John 5, and it's about love comes from God. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is God's Son, and your Savior, then you are a child of God. And all who love the Father love his children too. So you can find out how much you love God's children, your brothers and your sisters in the Lord, by how much you love and obey God. Loving God means doing what he tells us to do. And really, that isn't hard at all. For every child of God can obey him, defeating sin and evil pleasure by trusting Christ to help him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Sister Shirley.
Romans chapter 15. We then who are strong are to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may, with one mind and one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Thank you. All right, I will go next, and I'm coming out of Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth burst into jubilant songs with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity. Amen?
Amen.
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 All right. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and evermore. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next, we'll have Loretta. Loretta?
Okay, everybody, by the hand for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, the Adam family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Cody family, the Ross family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Bishop Thomas family, Sister Shirley and family, Lenny and family. Phew!
Oh, bless.
Thank you, thank you. The Rossiter family, Verna family, Ruth Edwards, Doretha and Jesse Verna, the Moody family, the Franklin family, Dwight Twan and family, Charlie family, the Moore family, Miss Brown and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Johnson family, Essie May and family, Desa Kendrick and family, Mary Ann and family, Vanessa and family, Ronnie McClure and family, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, the Peters family, and anyone else that stand in the need of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that our bodies are chemically balanced, and we ask that all germs, virus, diseases, and curse of any type be removed from our sick and shut-ins and allow them to walk by faith and not by sight. Father God, we love you and we thank you in advance for your healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Well, we're gonna recognize.
Huh?
Okay, we're gonna recognize some birthdays. I think we have quite a few this week. We're gonna start
LaToya's
with from April
17th.
Let me finish. April the 16th through the 21st. And we have Latoya on the 17th?
Yes.
Okay. More?
April, isn't that, Dot, aren't you, all your kids on the 17th?
Yeah.
Yes. To one of the 19th, Barry 21st.
Okay. And we have
Andy and Cheryl, the 18th. Elnora, the 20th.
We have Elliot Varner. His birthday's on the 18th. We also want to recognize the late Robert Lowe. His birthday was on the 18th. We also recognize Douglas Flappy Sr. His birthday is on the 18th as well. I have Mildred Tompkins. His birthday is on the 21st. Okay. That was quite a few.
That's a handful. Boy. Amen.
It is.
Hallelujah.
It is. All right. Hubert, would you like to sing the birthday song for us today?
Yes, I will.
All right.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Who birthday? Who birthday? It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All righty. Let's go ahead with the next part of our program, where we get a chance to sing songs, share poems, or some testimonials, or just more verses. So I would like to start out with Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm going to say a little thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me your greatest salvation, so the rich, so rich and free. Amen.
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 Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm again, 40. No, that was John. Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 40, and I'm going to read 1 through 6. Wait patiently on the Lord, but he has, wait, for the Lord, he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the slippery pit, out of the muck and mire of clay. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, and a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud. To those who turn aside to false God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, we'll have Hubert.
Okay, I'll be coming to you out of Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it set, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all his creation. His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stooped down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mr. Hubert. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I have some good news, and after that I want to sing a verse of a song. Today,
okay.
My daughter, Frida, her husband, John, and their son, Lil John, they have promotion or elevated from one minister to another. John was promoted from minister to elder. Frida and John were promoted from elder to pastor. And that is a blessing from the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Excellent news. Excellent news.
Hallelujah.
Okay, next we have Loretta.
Okay, my reading is from Joel Osteen and says, have an attitude of gratitude, and you can get the reading out of Ephesians 4. Your words can pollute or purify. If you constantly complain, you release poison in your life. Complaining is not based on your circumstances. It's based on the attitude of your heart. If you keep the right attitude during your time of adversity, God will honor you. When you have a heart full of gratitude, it leaves no room for complaining. There is always something to thank God for. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
No matter what kind of adversity you have in your life, start by thanking Him for giving you life and salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank Him for the air you breathe and the sunset you enjoy. Thank Him for the promise in His word that no matter where you are in life, He is leading and guiding and prospering you.
Yes.
So decide today to live a life of thanksgiving. Don't allow the poison of complaining to prevent you from receiving all God has for you. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Okay, next we have Sister Shirley.
Yes. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have sinned in thine own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
All righty, we Auntie Terry?
Yes. I'll be coming from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was out form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. So God called the day, the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening morning, and the evening and morning was first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the water. Let it divide the water from the water. And God made the firmament divide the water, which were under the firmament from the water, which we above the firmament was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening morning in the second day. And God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together upon one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathered together of the water, he said, of the sea. And God saw it, and it was good. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay. I will attempt to sing a song.
Oh, yeah.
One of my old favorites. Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can you give myself away. I give myself away. So you can you. I am. Take my hand. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I want him to see your desire he deals in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
That completes that round, Loretta. Did anyone have anything else they would like to share before we go to the closing prayer?
I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back. We miss you and we love you.
Amen.
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 I think that was
sounded like Danny.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. As we close, Lord, we want to give honor to you. Well, thank you, God, for the time that we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here, and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, Lord. Help us each do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, I would like to add one more. If everyone would just keep Drell in their prayer. I'm not sure when his court dates are up, but just keep him in your prayer daily, please. Thank you.
It's the 23rd. It'll be this Friday.
23rd. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, just keep him in his prayer. Just ask God to have his hand all in it, whatever it turned out to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
I love you guys.
Shalom,
good night.
Shalom.
Oh. Have a blessed week.
You too.
Amen.
The lights are going.